with the recent announcement of Fallout 4 and the general furor and attention to being brought to post-apocalyptic wastelands all over again, I thought it was interesting to see people discussing the idea that the 1950s-inspired universe of Fallout required some degree of racism, homophobia, and general all-purpose bigotry. First things first, no it doesn't. Congratulations, we've just entered the realm of fiction. I can do whatever the fuck I want, and you can deal with it. But second to that, if you are going to go for an honest-to-God 1950s-style-inspired universe, and you want to convert that to a post-apocalyptic wasteland, a la the Fallout games, then I'm sorry, the bulk of the cast, the people who actually succeeded and thrived in the post-apocalyptic landscape, they're probably queer. See, in our existing society, there are all these power structures we have in place that say you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, and a lot of what we rely on to get through our day are systems that for the most part are agnostic to us, but exist to reinforce the current predominant social structure. This is one of the many reasons why it's easier for men to get jobs. It's easier for white dudes in countries that are predominantly white to find areas to congregate around wealth and power that are primarily also white. Don't get into the big discussion about these structures and how to fight them, but the point is that they exist. Post-apocalyptica, every single thing is gone. There is no reason for people to start ceding to these existing social contracts aside from nostalgia. What you're going to find is in that first wave of populations there, just after everything is fucked, all the shit, are the people who already knew how to exist in situations with limited resources and with limited access to power. The people who already had to band together. The people who already had some reason to care about one another's existence and survival in places that were hostile to them. A favorite imaginary hero of this subset is the prepper who will be able to hole up in some location or other, stand against the hordes of time. But those people aren't necessarily all that good at cooperation. For the most part, they're actually really selfish, the kind of people who will hoard all the beans. The people who will thrive in any situation when a new space is opened up and existing power structures are relaxed are the people who know what it's like to be oppressed. If you give queer people, marginalized people, a day without the leash, you will find them all thriving and working together. Well, you'll get some of your typical post-apocalyptic, oh well, we all turn into animals in the end kind of stuff, because yeah, that is somewhat universal. But chances are it's going to be the people who are most benefiting from existing power structures being shitty to the people who don't.